It was late one night at high teens. We were sitting by the fire. Joe and Sean and Al and me, we watched the flames expire. We heard a noise in the kitchen. We wondered what it could be. We saw a girl with a scraper, no head, and a bowl of spaghetti. The sight of such a creature gave us all quite a scare. As soon as we finished our coffee, we ran right out of there. We woke up in the morning, our thoughts were still in a whirl. We asked Miss Moyer to tell us about the headless kitchen girl. She could, she was so glad until she met her doom. She fell in love with a counselor at the end of the dining room. Now one day he broke her heart through speaking carelessly. She overheard him tell the guy she was a negative three. She moped around and cried all day until her eyes were red. One day while slicing carrots, she chopped off her own head. I'm filled with the dread of the girl with no head. Each passing night she chased us, our fear grew more and more. Until we hid in the cabin, she entered through the door. Big Al reached out with something that he had worn all week. This is a tasteful ballad. Its name I will not speak.
Gotcha!
He cried as the specter faded with a yell. Despite her years in the graveyard, she couldn't stand the smell. We had a hero ceremony. Al was cool as the fawns as we unveiled the deadly weapon covered in bronze-colored bronze. But I'm filled with the dread of the girl with no head.
End of Headless Kitchen Girl, Part 1. Stay tuned for Part 2 coming up.
Next year after campfire, we looked into the flames. We saw the headless kitchen girl. We heard her call our names. She planned to kill all the hunks at camp. How bitter was her soul. She'd start with the least manly, working up towards her goal. She started with Mike Gilmore and Richard Last would be. This was her chosen order, though all might not agree. At night she came for Michael, who cowered in his bed. So he read aloud from his diary, which can bore even the dead. Mike had saved us that night by quickly using his head. The next night we were also safe in the land of Ed. But that's another story, and one I will not tell, about someone with something and someone down the... Well, I think I should continue, now that I have your attention. To ward her off, we wore around our necks clothes I should not mention. At night, with Michael gone, we hung them up like strings of garlic. And as an
before you strike, one thing I'd like to see before I go. You're bitter, yes, as I should guess. I've heard your tale of woe. But there's a chance that your romance was ruined by bad taste. It's in my view that I'd like you if your head would be replaced. So as a special favor, she put her head on her neck. She took a step toward me, and clunk, her head hit the deck. But even with her broken nose, she looked to me like a queen. I said, you're not a -3, I'd rate you as a 15. And so the headless kitchen girl had her soul put to rest. For when the banquet came that week, I took her as my guest. We broke the rule for staff members, 1 Timothy chapter 5. But I've heard it doesn't count unless your girlfriend is alive. But I'm filled with the dread of the girl with no head. End of Headless Kitchen Girl Part 2. Here comes Part 3. It's shorter. Next year I was working late to make my office clean. I almost dropped my shovel when I beheld this frightful scene. It was the headless kitchen girl making quite a stir. She'd come from the grave to kill me. I hadn't been faithful to her. I offered her a coffee before I'd meet my fate. We went into the dining room. I hoped that she would wait. She sipped her cup of coffee. I attempted to ignore the coffee streaming from her throat and the puddle on the floor. While looking for some cookies, I found the Jason knife. I hid the blade behind my back, my only chance for life. I asked to see her lovely hands, another final request. If she would grant me this one thing, I'd feel that I'd been blessed. While her arms were outstretched, the air grew colder and I nearly retched. As I hacked at each shoulder, our story now ends. As you soon will see, we're safe now, my friends, 'cause she's armless as can be. I was filled with the dread of the girl with